So let's get to the Hawk report. Jeff, the Sayamalu thing, it caught Chris and I by surprise. Did you have a feeling that there was something bad brewing with him?
None of us saw anything that led to that, where we went, oh, wow, did you see that? Or there was, and again, I'm limited what I can say, but let's just say it caught all of us by surprise. There was nothing obvious that happened where you went, oh, what's that? Oh.
Jeff, I mean, when you, in your experience, whenever a guy is going in for this kind of testing, can you remember too many times where the testing goes, it's just a strain, he'll be out for a week or two, he's good otherwise? Like, I hear testing to determine the severity, and I said this to Pony, I get the immediate forearm tightness vibes in baseball.
Yeah, you know, pec injuries are kind of like weeks, months injuries, not days injuries. And, you know, we don't know how bad it is. We don't know, you know, what the severity is. The thing that, you know, sucks obviously for the Steelers is the fact that, you know, he had gained some chemistry with Dan Moore. Even if you move Broderick Jones over there, you'd love to have a veteran who's been there to kind of help him along, to be that rock to his right. And now likely you're not going to have Sayamalu.
Who do you think starts at left guard then in week one?
It's a great question. I think it's going to be Spencer Anderson. He has taken almost always in training camp when Sayamalu wasn't there. It was Anderson that was filling that role on the left side. So I would expect that they'll probably, depending on how long this injury lasts or how long he might be out, they'll probably look for somebody. But I would think you would see Anderson against Atlanta, and then they go from there.
How far is McCormick? Yeah, from their mindset then.
He's next. McCormick has done more on the right side than he has on the left. I'm not saying that he couldn't do it, and he's actually improved a bunch since early in camp, which isn't atypical of a rookie. But he really seems to have some of the technique things he's really incorporated into his game. But I would say Spencer and then Mason, if Spencer struggles or if there was, you know, happened to be another injury.
Jeff, on the decision at quarterback, Mike Tomlin, it was a difficult one in a positive way. Was it a difficult decision?
If it was, it was made a long time ago. I mean, this is something we've known, you know, I think all of us that cover the team locally have said it, that it's going to be Russell Wilson as the starting quarterback. He has just been getting all the first team reps from, you know, off season work all the way through. So it's not a surprise. Was it a competition? In terms of how they phrased it, yes, it was a competition.
Well, they phrased it
Russell
that
Wilson's
way with Trubisky versus Pickett versus Rudolph too, Jeff. They phrased it that way, and it wasn't.
Yeah, I mean. Did they wait till now to make the decision? Well, you know, I asked Mike Tomlin directly, you know, is this something you made now, just now, or has it been over days or weeks? And he kind of said, well, this is something that we're talking about now. So I think they've known for a while.
Jeff, I saw Sayamalu say he intends to practice next week. Yeah, that brace on his leg looks like what was on my leg after I got my knee worked on, like hours after I got my knee worked on. That thing looks gigantic. I mean, what is a realistic timetable in your opinion for this man? Or not Sayamalu, if I said Fautanu, I meant.
Yeah.
What is a realistic timetable for Fautanu to actually be seeing game action in your opinion?
I mean, I love the fact that he told us week one. I like that attitude that he feels like he'd be confident enough to go in there. He says he's going to practice on Monday. We'll see. He did some stretching today. He did a couple of individual drills, and that's it. And, you know, this week hasn't been full pads, and even in that, he hasn't been out there. So I would be surprised if he is out there week one. I mean, that would be, especially now with the Sayamalu news, that might even force their hand as to, okay, let's be patient. Let's not mix up this line too much. We'll see how he does on Monday. That's going to be the tell sign, but I would think, considering he hasn't practiced, to have a couple of, you know, game week practices as a rookie and then go in there is a tough ask.
Did I see Dan Moore was at right tackle today?
He
There's video of it.
Or did he just get lost on the way to left tackle?
There's video of it, so you can comment on it.
A little.
Okay.
But I'll put it this way. There was another video that's out that shows him at left. So.
Gotcha.
Jaylen Warren for week one. Like, are we, again, he seems much more optimistic than maybe some of the chatter around him about that.
So Jaylen was looking to get out of here, as they all were, since it's a four-day weekend. And I just stopped him real quick and said, hey, are you going to practice on Monday? He said, yeah. He said, yeah, I'm going to go on Monday. That's my plan. I'm going to go on Monday. And he had said a couple of days ago that he was planning on playing in the game. Says he's a quick healer. So I think there is potential for him to get in game. Now, would they have the rep split that they might want to have ideally? Probably not. But I do think there's a chance that Jaylen plays in Atlanta.
Jeff, did Mike Tomlin tip his hand at all about whether or not the loser in that incredibly close Seattle SLU versus affirmed quarterback derby, Justin Fields, is going to get any kind of run against Atlanta in a special field-centric package? Anything from Tomlin on that?
He did bring it up and then said, but for competitive reasons, it would be a mistake basically for me to say out loud what exactly we're planning to do. But he did note that he has some talents that they could utilize. So read into that what you will. But I think, if I remember correctly, he brought that up before we even asked him about it.
Interesting. Jeff, no waiver claims went through for the Steelers. That doesn't mean they didn't put claims in. They just didn't get any of the players. Teams with a higher priority may have stolen them from the Steelers. Do you expect, now that that process is done, for them to continue to reshape this roster with some of the players that are free agents right now?
Yeah, and I think they'll look and try to be aggressive with practice squad guys that they think might be able to help them. Maybe they're coming back from an injury, or there's some outside circumstances, let's just put it that way, that extenuating circumstances was the word I was looking for. And yes, I think they will. And they've done that before. You know, they've had guys like the outside backer, his name I'm forgetting, from Michigan, who is from Dallas. They brought
Taco
him in a couple
Charlton.
Of years ago. Yes. And or a Carl Joseph from West Virginia,
yep,
who had played snaps in the league, that they could get a look at in a practice squad setting. I think you will see a few of those types of names signed to the Steelers practice squad here over the next couple of days.
All right, Jeff Hathorn, live from Steelers headquarters, where a lot happened today. Russell Wilson officially named the starter, and Isaac Seumalo might be lost for a long time.
And guys, one other quick thing. Cam Hayward said there has been no movement on his contract. Nothing. At all.
He seemed pissed
about
that.
And he's not sure. He seems more concerned than I thought he would be about that. So I think that's worth noting.
It is,
as well.
Absolutely.
From today.
Man, yeah. More bonus Hawk report. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, boys.